Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, March the 2nd, February. See ya. We're out of here. Get rid of that polar vortex. But hope you're having a great weekend and you're going to get out and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are we cooking, Bob?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And the big question today is, to bean or not to bean?
Okay. And what does that translate to?
We're all doing chili, baby. It's all right. Chili.
Big pots of chili from the grill, smoker, and other parts of your kitchen.
There you go. But you can do it inside, but it's getting nice enough outside. Depending on where you are, we know a lot of people stream this around the world, actually, and there's troops overseas. Thank you for what you're doing.
And they may be making gazpacho because they want cold soup there.
They're streaming it in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we sure appreciate that. The podcasts are growing all the time. It's a free podcast if you want. You go to thegrillingguys.com and look at that top right icon. You'll see a podcast symbol. It's basically a set of headphones.
That's right.
Click on it, and we'll ship it off to you. No charge.
Yeah, free of charge. Speaking of no charge, I've been charged up a little bit this last weekend. The Home and Garden Show at the DeVos place in downtown Grand Rapids is going on, and I've been there for the last 3 days, and makes for some long days and short nights, and you got to get charged up when you got to get to it. But the relevant piece of that is that Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are down there, and we got some really cool outdoor stuff.
Nice.
Going on down there. We've got a patio
new
set up.
Synthetic cabinets.
Right. I got my new nature cast cabinets.
For me.
Yeah. They're there's right in the center of the display, the Landscape Association. This is kind of their show. And right in the center of that, the convention area is their display. And I've got a really nice kitchen set up in there with a grill and a smoker and a little bar with a cocktail station in it.
You didn't bring the outdoor beer taps this year?
I did not. That's a one-and-done thing, you know. You create a sensation, then you leave that behind, right? That's like Michael Jordan quitting when he wins the championship, right? Yeah. Don't go back for the next year. Don't go back. But anyway, a lot of fun, a lot of cool stuff down there. This is the show season. If it's too cold where you are, come on down to Grand Rapids and hit the consumer show there. It's called the Home and Garden Show. 400 exhibitors. There's a bunch of us down there.
That's a big show.
Yeah,
I used to work it.
Yeah,
I don't miss it.
No, it is long hours, but, you know, again, my employer.
If you're attending,
right,
it's fantastic.
Right.
When you're working it, your feet get really, really beat up.
Right, yeah.
You're standing long
hours. Can't put enough padded carpet down
to
make it feel good. Yeah. So anyway,
I just got back from the UP.
I did
a little training session up there with one of our new carrier dealers, and I got to drive in some of the worst weather I've ever had to drive back up and back on. By the time I got to the bridge on the way up last week, the storm had abated, and the bridge was sunny and clear, and it was gorgeous. I live streamed it going over. It was just gorgeous.
Yep.
And you could actually shoot your snowmobile across right now. If you jump,
oh, the straits are frozen.
If you jumped a little spot where the ships keep going through,
yeah. Better get a little RPM up to do that. Yeah,
On the way back, I stopped at Houghton Lake at our favorite store in that area, which is R&J Best Choice, and I talked to Sandra first, and she's all, you know, it's so nice to go in there because we've gotten to know those people. And I just, for one thing, love that cheesy bread that they gave us. So I always have to pick some of that up.
Yeah, your rest of your family knows nothing about it, though.
Well, Maureen does, because I brought her a loaf home.
No.
Sandra hooked me up one.
With the second loaf?
yeah.
Right?
This last week. And then, of course, I got to talk to Dustin, who's always brimming with hope and all kinds of meat ideas. And it's just a fun place. I picked up some of that wonderful seasoning they sell. I think it's called Chef's Blend.
Okay.
But then I went down to Mount Pleasant. I have a home show there coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah. And the folks at Custom Heating and Plumbing are my carrier dealer there, and I'll be working a show for them. So that's going to be the same deal.
Same thing, man. It's just this time of year when those consumer shows are out there, and with you and I being in the building products business, that it just they tap you. I have four in a row. But one of them I was at in Manistee last weekend. I was up there, and I ran across an organization that we're going to have on the show in the next few weeks. It's an organization called Tight Lines for Troops, and it is a Michigan-based.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, Michigan-based veterans that they take out fishing, complimentary. They take over 250 of them out in the third weekend in May. We're going to have them on to help them. How we all can help is just supporting them and being there. When they get done with their fishing trip, they like to line the channel in Manistee with thousands of people cheering on and thanking our veterans. And then there's, of course, a beer tent and barbecue and all that other stuff afterwards.
How about that?
Yeah, kind of cool.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about veterans, I got an email from Steve Prince here. He's doing something called Reboot Combat Recovery Course, and it's March 5th at Cornerstone Church in Caledonia, and it's helped over 4,000 participants so far, and basically it's led by fellow combat veterans and spouses. It's for the whole family, and it's a course, not a support group, and it's faith-based but not preachy. So this is basically to help folks who've been in combat and suffer from what almost anybody who's in combat suffers from, and that's PTSD.
Right.
And Steve works tirelessly. Steve Prince, of course, you've all heard him here on the show before. Jop and I have known him for years. We met him at Alan Bob's, basically donating bows for one of his first campaigns for troops. But then we got our concealed carry classes with him.
Right.
And that has proven to be fantastic. My boys have both gotten their carries with Steve. He's just a wonderful guy. He's a big, tall drink of water. He's about 6'6".
Right.
And he's a retired Army major. And he's really, I'd call him a missionary, because what this guy does is it's selfless.
Right.
It's just selfless.
But he does great things. And that's why we continue to talk about him. Again, his little side gig is this thing called Prince Arming, where you can go take your CPL classes from the guy. And he's just a master at this stuff. So it's cool. It's really cool to see him.
So this, if you want to get involved with him, it's March 5th at Cornerstone Church in Caledonia. And I will post on our website a link to this event. It's free, okay, for any combat troops. It's free.
Right, and their families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fantastic idea. Again, March 5th, I will put a posting on our website and give you a link to sign up for that if you want more information.
Yeah, that's very cool. Take advantage of it if you have the need. Just really cool thing to do. All right. Well, Bob, you skipped over one item on there, which I'm really surprised, and I see Sue Brewing on our so maybe while you were up north, you had an opportunity.
I stopped in Sault Ste. Marie and spent the night, and I always stay at the Ramada Inn downtown because it's right across the street from Sue Brewing and right next door to the Palace.
Right.
Two of my favorite institutions.
And the Palace is what? I can know what it's Sue Brewing is. What's the Palace?
The Palace is this legacy Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
That's been there forever.
So you can drink on one side of the road, eat on the other side of the road, and waddle home.
Just walk right to my room. It's fantastic.
Very cool.
And I'll tell you what, it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was cold. The snow is like 5 feet high. They literally have mechanisms to go through town early in the morning with conveyor belts and everything to get the snow out of there with dump trucks. They just haul it out. I don't know.
Right. Well, they got nowhere to plow it
to. Hopefully they're hauling it like east of town so it doesn't blow back. Yeah.
Well, there's not much east of the Sioux, right? Yeah, right. You get into Canada there, hey. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, interesting. Good weekend for both of us. And check it out. But coming up next, we're going to talk about chili. And we're going to tap into our friends at the Food Network because they do some really good recipes now and then. And we're going to talk about those. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're in the first weekend in March, and we're talking a little chili. I think it's we did comfort food last week. This is on the tail end of that. I'd consider it a comfort food, but I can never, Bob, I can never make a batch of chili just big enough for one meal.
No.
I mean, it's impossible.
Why would you, though?
I don't even think there's a recipe out there that's a meal for two people that's a bowl of chili.
Yeah, but right? That'd be crazy.
Right. I agree, which is why we never even try, right? But you got to put in
So it's not a problem.
No, it's okay. Not a problem.
You know what's
just
a problem?
What?
Is when I was in Florida, my freaking pipes broke. And what I didn't know is that when that water was spraying up on the ceiling of my lower level, it hit a junction box, and it killed my freezer, which I found, I think, last Monday.
Ooh.
Oh, is it nice to walk into a 10-day-old freezer that's been unplugged? The smell is, well, it's like a cadaver, basically. It's rotten flesh.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You had a lot of meat in there, too.
Oh, yeah, my whole big, beautiful Black Angus that I picked up north,
and it all got
all those
soft
scallops, and oh my gosh, oysters, and all kinds. I was just sick to my stomach, and
literally and figuratively, I'm sure.
It was awful, and so talking about making chili. Well, fortunately, I have a couple other refrigerators with freezers, and there was some food there, and all my brisket was upstairs in the other freezer. Because I like to use that for chili. We were talking about that on the break. But
right.
It's so nice when you have a problem like that if your insurance company is actually nice to you.
Right.
I'm with USAA.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I called the guy up and I said, dude, I just found something else. He's like, what's that? I go, my whole freezer's out. And he goes, no problem. Just log down everything you've got. Do your best. Try and write it down and take a couple pictures. Send it to me.
Yep.
It's so nice. These people, USAA, I got to give them a plug. They've been fantastic. The crew came in and pulled the carpet out. They're cutting drywall out. And it's like, I was going to try and fix it all myself because I never claim stuff.
Right.
And my son was home and he goes, Dad, he's in the insurance business.
Yeah, he's an actuary. So he knows how the numbers work, right?
It's a giant 401k you're paying into, okay? They have a pool for this.
Right.
It's
yeah.
What it's for. Call your insurance company. I'm so glad. Yeah. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that advice.
Yeah. So anyway, we didn't use any of that for chili.
No. Rotten oyster chili.
Right. Yeah, recipe. Right. Yeah, here's what not to do. So chili comes in categories, right? I mean, you've got a white chili, you've got red chili, vegetarian chili, and then maybe, I don't know why anybody would ever do that, but it's out there. And then you got a Texas chili, and all of them got a little different
Oh, twist. So the vegetarian's tofu?
No, it's just no food is what it is. It's not tofu. It's just no food because it's all vegetables.
What's the point?
We're meat guys. Right, right. There's freshly ground pepper in it. If you want something ground, it's not meat. It's ground pepper. But anyway, where do you want to start?
Well, white chili is one of those things that came in as a fad, and it never left.
Right.
And there's still lots of places that have a claim to fame on their version. I think of a few restaurants that do a pretty good job with it and some that don't. I've done about every year on the show my old quick version of white chili.
Right.
And when I was a young father and we both got home at 5 o'clock or whatever and I'd try and scramble a dinner together really quick, what we would have would be the big jar of northern beans or
great northern beans.
Yep. Or whatever white bean you like, and then a package of ground turkey. And so my quick method was I'd throw two pots on the stove, turn the heat on, I'd dump the beans into one, fill it with water, dump it in, dump a jar of salsa in it, and get that warming up. The other one was a big skillet. I'd have EVO in there. I'd be dicing up some onion, and I would brown that turkey. I'd usually hit it with a little cumin and some fresh garlic and crushed pepper and maybe some sea salt.
Chili powder, maybe?
Just brown it up nicely. Yep. By the time that turkey was done, that the beans were starting to percolate, and I would literally, grease and all, because there's hardly any in that turkey, dump the whole pan in there, stir it in, and I would dump in a pound of shredded Monterey Jack, shut the thing off, it's done. 20 minutes, bumper to bumper, it's the baby's ready, and the kids are at the table with their, you know, salivating, waiting.
Quick chili recipe
Great, very
Daddy
easy,
Bob.
Very easy. Anybody can do that.
Right.
So it's a jar of beans, a jar of salsa, a pound of Monterey Jack, which you're shredding when the turkey's frying.
Or you open a package and buy it.
Yeah, or you can probably buy it shredded now. But back in the day, Monterey Jack was kind of a newer thing, Pepper Jack.
We, Bob and I are subscribers of the Food Network magazine. We use it as a reference piece all the time. And they do a little 50 of something every month. There's a pullout in it. And this last month was chili. And so it's inspiring us. In their book, a white chili has skinless, boneless chicken thighs in it, onion, minced garlic, poblano peppers, which are not the hot ones, jalapeno peppers, which are the hot ones, some cilantro, cumin, coriander, chili powder, chicken broth. And then they put in fire-roasted green chilies that are already cooked in a can, and then, again, your white beans. But these recipes are all on thefoodnetwork.com. I'm not going to bother putting them on our website. But that's kind of their idea on a white chicken chili. It's not as easy as yours, right? But it's different.
Might be a little better.
Well, I don't know. I mean, your kids loved it. They grew up.
I still love it that
it.
Way.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. But the cool part about this little book that they produce is that they give you the base recipe, and then they give you about a dozen variations.
Ways to alter it a little bit.
Yeah, to make it yours.
So you can keep playing with it.
Yeah.
So you can have chili every night.
Right. Or, but even more so, I'm back to my comment, is you just can't make one chili.
Right.
You can maybe add a few things to it on the second go-around and make it get a little bit different flavor profile.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Brought to you by the fine station that you're dialed into right now. Thank those people.
Yep, very good. So one of the things that they're talking about on this white chili is they're calling it smoky chicken white chili. And what they're going to do is you make the chili just as I described it, but put in a pint of cherry tomatoes and 8 ounces of diced smoked ham. And so now you've got a ham and chicken profile in this. It starts to sound a little bit like potato soup, maybe, which is always a ham-based soup.
And I love it.
But they're calling it their smoky chicken and ham chili. Mm. You know, so there again, if you got an extra ingredient laying around or whatever, you thawed something out and you got to use the rest of it, that's kind of what chili is. I used to have a buddy, Steve Bush was his name, and he was at, after we got out of college, he was hanging out around Houghton Lake, and he'd have a ice fishing party every year around Tip-Up Town. And I remember he'd have a big pot of chili in the corner of his ice shanty. And this was him. He'd just go out there and turn the heat on it, heat it up, eat as much as he wanted to, shut the heat off. The next day he goes out, heats it up again, eats as much of it. And he'd let it freeze two or three times right in his ice shack.
I mean, probably listening to UPS 98.5 up there, too.
But the point is chili's durable, right? There's not a lot of stuff
we
that's
going to
go bad.
We do that at
deer
camp. Right. We'll leave it on the picnic table and let it cool down and just throw it back on the next day.
Yeah,
that's a great method, actually.
Right, yeah,
some people say it gets better every time.
Well, exactly, and you know, as long as you stir it a little bit, it ain't going to burn on the bottom or whatever.
Depends on the kind of beer you're drinking.
Right, yeah, a lot of it, I'm sure, when we're that age. But anyway, coming up next, chili number two, Bob's Green Menace. Stick with us; we'll be back.
Racing around, coming behind.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to The Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. This is The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the first weekend in March. One pause, personal job. Today would have been my mother's 95th birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, so...
And her name was?
Janice Joppy. Didn't sing, though. Didn't sing.
That's so close.
Grew up my whole life around her. Her nickname was Tootie. And I don't know if it was because of the beans she put in her chili or what it was.
Oh,
but,
I see.
Yeah.
So she never made no bean chili.
Yeah, no, that's not
her.
There
was no such thing back then,
that's
anyway.
Right. Well, it's a filler, right? I was the fifth of five boys. You piled the beans in there.
Absolutely.
Sticks to your ribs, man.
Anything that was left in the fridge, too.
Right.
They won't recognize it by the time it's cooked enough.
Yeah,
is
you're
that
hungry.
Tuna,
you're hungry.
Mom.
Yeah.
So this Green Menace, I want to correct your last reference. It is not mine, but it was sent to us by one of our board of directors, Rob Russell.
Oh, Cowboy Rob.
Yes.
He just friended me on Facebook the other day.
How about that?
I mean, what do you know?
He called me the other night, by the way, and I have gone online and bought my Kansas Whitetail tag, so
okay,
I'm heading
you're
out
committed.
To see him. Yeah, I'm in. So you'll need a guest host sometime late October.
Yeah, or maybe we do a live remote.
If you want to,
my old
you should go. You should go.
Right. I should.
You could even bring your bow.
Right. I have a crossbow.
Yeah, there you go.
It's deadly.
I think I shot it when I was out there.
It's deadly. Yeah.
Anyway, too many stories. Green Menace came from Rob Russell. It was from a famous chef he had worked with years earlier. And it's big in Colorado. And I'm making it this weekend because my good friend Bob Dubisky gave me, he always has these food samples.
And well, that's, it's because he's a food broker.
Yeah. So he said, do you have any use for Hatch peppers? I'm like, what? He says, yeah, we've got this product that's Hatch pepper concentrate, and it's basically cooked down Hatch peppers frozen in a cryovac bag. And I'm like, yeah. So that's what you need for this Green Menace. Now, the Green Menace recipe actually calls for chopped jalapeno, but a lot of those green chilies in Colorado, the only place you can get Hatch peppers is Colorado.
Okay.
Southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, they grow right in that little border range.
They grow with chickens?
And, yeah, that's good. Good segue there for hatching.
Never heard of them before.
It's got a unique flavor. That's, you don't find them in a lot of places, that little zone. But I happen to have a bag of it in my freezer, so I'm going to smoke up a pork butt and do it just basic pork butt. This recipe that's posted on thegrillingguys.com, if you just go under the search bar up on the top right and put in Green Menace, it's also under the pork recipes if you can't find it, but it calls for 4 pounds of pork butt chopped, smoked, and shredded. It calls for some Evio garlic, bacon grease, all this stuff, chopped onion, minced garlic, a little bit of flour. It's going to ask for a can of tomatoes. I pretty much, on anything like this, use a roasted tomato automatically. It's going to want a couple cups of diced green chilies. And two
Is that
cups,
where you're using the hatch?
That's where I'll be using the hatch. Plus, okay. I won't need jalapeno now. It's asking for some diced tomatillas. Now, if you ever use tomatillas, you'll very often want to roast them. In this recipe, it doesn't ask you to roast them.
You got
to
unwrap them.
You just have to take the wrapper off.
The tomatillo is that little papery covered tomato,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a green Mexican tomato, basically. And any of the green verde sauces always have tomatilla in them.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this chili is fantastic. It's not what you would expect for chili. There's no ground beef. There's no beans. It's a different color. And it sounds like, yeah, I don't know, too weird. No, the first bite you take, my mouth's watering. The first bite you take, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, is this great. It's like a nice salsa verde warm with pulled pork in it. And, oh,
well, there's
so
another one, Bob. You
good.
Said you need 4 pounds of pulled pork.
Yeah.
You can't just make 4 pounds of pulled pork.
No.
You're going to make 15 or 20
well,
when you do this. I mean, you and I are on the smoker,
that's
right?
That's true. I'm just smoking one butt. Sound like I was in trouble there.
Right.
But so I'll just take half of the butt that I smoke. The other half won't go to waste.
Right.
Jordan's at home right now, so
it
nothing sticks
around.
But
it does freeze up well, but shrink wrap it, cryovac it, whatever you want to call that, and get the air out of there.
Yeah.
And it'll hold for a couple months in the freezer just
as
good.
I won't have to do that.
Right, but I do, because typically when I do the butts, I buy the double pack. Right? I'll go.
Yeah, very often they are
double. Rather than one a piece. And so then now I've got, 20 pounds of pulled pork. And what are you going to do with it? You're gonna save it.
It's on the Grilling Guys website under recipes. It's Green Menace, and it is absolutely a fantastic recipe. I'll post pictures probably Saturday night on our Facebook page, because that's when I expect to be serving it tonight sometime.
Yeah. Cool. Now, when you make chili, I've always thought that the longer it cooks, kind of the better it gets. I don't want to boil it down to make it mush where all my vegetables fall apart, but it's almost, if it's got time though for the seasonings to meld together, it seems like to me it's better the second day kind of thing, right?
Okay.
And so that's, again, that comes from making the huge-ass batch, right? And then you never eat it all. So what are you going to do with it? And you eat it for the next couple days because it keeps
well. That makes me ask a couple questions. And I guess what I always can get concerned about are the beans. If you cook and cook and cook and cook,
right?
What are you doing to those beans?
Breaking them down. They're going to be
mushy.
Are they
getting too soft?
Right.
Do you use canned beans or do you use dry beans?
I use canned beans because I'm lazy.
Because it's easy.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, the dried beans turn out so much better.
And why is that?
The texture for one thing. But if you're going to cook it a bunch and you're using dried beans and you didn't fully cook them when you were soaking them and getting them soft, now if you're going to cook the heck out of your chili, the dried beans are the perfect substitute.
And you didn't pre-cook them then or soak them. You just put them in
you
the chili?
You have to soak them.
Okay. Because I don't use them, so you gotta explain that to me.
You got
to
soak them in salt water for like 24 hours, actually. They say 12 hours on the bag, but
any
20 at least.
Any type of bean that you buy is dried.
Yeah, and for chili, I'm going to use a combination of pinto and kidney.
Okay.
But you can use black bean, you know.
So you don't cook these first. You soak them in a water bath with salt.
And you'll cook them in your chili or you'll cook them in water depending on the methodology. That's why I say, what's your methodology and how long do you cook your chili sauce? And if you really want to make a roux out of it like you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I still like it liquidy. I don't want a pasty chili. But I guess my point was not about how long you cook it, but how long the seasonings are in with everything else. And it seems to me that the longer those are there, the flavors meld together and I get a better taste the second day.
There's
than
another
I do
the way
first.
To accomplish that too. You can do it in your typical time method and then pull it off, cool it, and throw it in the refrigerator overnight. It's getting the same effect. Now,
right.
They will meld together, in my opinion, really nicely being refrigerated,
right.
And then reheating again. That tends to, I guess, that temperature transition tends to give you some of the profiles on your herbals and stuff that you're throwing in there, depending on.
Right.
And then I like cilantro in my chili.
Right.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good brightener when you right at the end. I don't cook it in there, but
right.
Serve it right at the end,
right.
Put it on there fresh. It's pretty, it just pops, just makes it pop a little bit. But coming up next, we've got a couple more kinds of chili. I see Bob's been to Cincinnati. You've heard him talk about this one before. Not my favorite, but Bob really likes Cincinnati chili. I think it's because it comes six or seven ways, and he gets to play with it a little bit. And then we might talk about a little bit of smoked chili, too. So you listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
One man he resists. One man washed on an empty beach. One man.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking talking everything chilly. And it is chilly out still. This March has come in a little bit cold, and they're talking in the next two or three days where we are that this could be record-breaking cold for these days of the year. So we're supposed to be having single-digit stuff and multiple degrees below zero.
I thought we were finally going to get some real global warming.
Right, yeah, well, I don't know. Al's doing something else. He's fixing the internet or something. I don't know what he's doing. But
so Cincinnati chili, I'm not going to tell you how to make it because I've still not perfected it. But I'll tell you, you can go to Kroger and you can buy Skyline chili in the can. The thing about Cincinnati chilies in general that is what makes them Cincinnati chili is it's not a Tex-Mex. It's a dark brown chili that's got coffee and chocolate in it. And it sounds weird, but the first time you take a taste of it, it's like, wow, that it doesn't necessarily remind me of traditional chili, but whatever this stuff is, it's really good. So Skyline is the big franchise down there. Matter of fact, we went down to Knoxville on our way back from Florida, and we drove home from Knoxville. So as we're approaching Cincinnati, I saw a Skyline chili logo on the exit sign, and I said, we need gas right here. So we got over for gas.
So you went that chili and you got some gas. Right, okay, I'm with you.
So I found a gas station right next to a Skyline, and I let my son fill the car up, and I sprinted to the Skyline for Skyline chili dogs because you can actually eat them in the car.
You couldn't take your family over there and spend
5 minutes?
Oh.
They didn't want any. They had just eaten, and I knew there was a Skyline coming up, so I abstained.
Yeah.
But they make these little chili dogs, and it's a wonderful franchise, just wonderful. You go inside, and everybody says hi to you, and it's a happy place. But they get this finely shredded cheddar, and they mound it on no matter what you order. So I got chili dogs, for which I never get there. And, oh, my God, it's so good.
Well, you usually have the chili. What they do different there, the Skyline, is they put it on spaghetti noodles, right?
Yeah, and you can have it up to five ways. So okay. Skyline chili is one. To have it on noodles is a two-way. To have it with beans is a three-way. And then to add onions is a four-way, and add cheese is a five-way or something like that.
Okay.
So I always get a five-way. I always get just a Skyline five-way. And then you put hot sauce on top. They give you oyster crackers to put around your plate. And
soak
it's a love
juice.
Fest, yeah. Man. It's a love fest.
Yeah, it's something that I've tried it out of the can. I'm sure it's not as good as if you go there, right?
But you know, you can make it really, really quite well out of the can if you do it right. The other thing is, on our website, I have a couple of Cincinnati chili recipes if you want to try them. You can just go online and use your search engine. I wouldn't recommend using Google any longer because they're creepy and they're selling your data. So I switched to
DuckDuckGo. I had an issue.
The whole country's got an issue. DuckDuckGo is where I get all my stuff now. I switched all my browsers over, and I don't get banner ads on anything anymore. So there's the proof. So go searching and look up any kind of chili recipes you want. The Cincinnati is a big tag. You'll find plenty of them.
So let's talk a little bit about, we've been saving this one kind of till last, and this is a smoked chili. This is something that Bob and I are novice chili competition guys. We don't do it a tremendous amount. We'll get into
once a year.
Once or twice a year, we'll get into one of these contests, and we've won a couple of them. But what we've won with is a smoked chili. And without getting too deeply into our recipe, because you don't need to write it down anyway.
No.
But
it's the concept.
Right, it's the concept of this. And we use sirloin steak, right? And we'll fire up the smoker, and we put some smoke wood on there, whatever flavor you like, right? We usually use apple or cherry. We're not into mesquite or hickory or anything like that, the bigger flavors. It's a lighter flavor that we do, and we'll smoke that. And then, Bob, your secret on the vegetables is you go to, like, the big box store, the big grocery stores.
Yeah. And you just get the old tomatoes and the old peppers because they'll sell them really cheap. And you actually
– you kind of got to go to the produce manager,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. And you got to sweet talk them. Sometimes they'll just give them to you. But basically, when you throw a tomato, for example, in your smoker, the first thing you'll notice is it's going to look like it's really old after 10 minutes. It's going to shrink up and shrivel and – it's going to look awful. You throw some peppers in there, they're going to do the same thing. So if you take some that are already ripe and doing that, who cares? Because you're going to turn it into a really soft texture anyway.
That's right.
And to be honest with you, a tomato in particular, the flavor of a tomato is going to change drastically as it increases ripeness. Mm-hmm. It's also going to change drastically as you roast it. So you're doing something to the flavor of that tomato that's going to make it just absolutely scream for another one.
Right, yeah. And they do absorb some of the smoke. I mean,
it does. Right. It does.
So we had the tomatillos, I know, that we put on there, and we left those in the wrapper, if I remember correctly. And then we peeled them after we smoked them.
Probably.
Yeah. And then a variety of peppers, not just bell peppers, but jalapenos and poblanos.
Yeah. We had
and
serranos, poblanos, yeah. Anything right. With an ano on it.
Ano and ano and ano. We went with the pepper list. Right. But the key is to not oversmoke this stuff. But smoke it till it gets soft and tender.
Right.
And then we, trying to not make it quite so hot, would take them off the smoker, split them open, and take the knife blade and scrape the seeds out, right, and on some of them. Not all of them, but some of those peppers, the heat is in the seeds. And we were making this when we compete. We make it for everybody. We don't make it for ourselves.
Well, I think what you're really trying to say is the heat is in that placental fiber that's
right,
in the
right.
pepper.
You love that term.
You don't like to say it. Right. It's not the seed, though. The seed has nothing but reproductive power.
Right.
It's the placenta.
Okay. Well, so we scrape out the afterbirth, and then we get the rest of the pepper. Yeah. Right, yeah.
A placenta smoothie.
And then,
you could be a midwife.
We get the rest of the pepper, and we dice those up and put them in. Okay, so there's nothing magic here other than
no.
the fact that we smoked the vegetables and the meat.
Yep.
We dice it up in like a quarter-inch dice, the sirloin steak, fatinol,
also
leave
then,
it in there.
Yeah, also generally have some big cans of tomatoes, just canned tomatoes, because you need a lot of sauce.
Right.
And sometimes maybe even some tomato sauce. But, you know, I don't know that I ever make anything the same thing twice anyway.
Right.
But it's just a wonderful way to do chili. Now, our friends down at Cajun Grill, they make a grill that actually holds a big pot in it.
Right.
Because Cajun food, they make on the grill all the time with the lid shut because they want that smokiness into their stews, their gumbo, jambalaya, their gumbos, all that stuff.
Right.
So our methodology is, I think, sound.
That's some man food, man. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Law 64, you shall respect the way a man earns his income. Men shall not poke fun at any honest living.
That's right. Sometimes you don't get to choose.
Unless it's stripping. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Real funny if I'm looking at me in the mirror doing that. But so let's talk a little bit about the seasonings in chili because it isn't all just chili powder. There's other things that are going on there. So, and I know you've got a kind of a little private blend, but just mention a few things that are in your chili seasoning.
You want to make it really easy? Go to your good butcher shops and look for Billy Bones chili blend.
Okay.
It's so spot on and perfect.
Okay.
You don't even have to reinvent the wheel. Billy is long gone now. 5 years he's been, we've missed him, but His rubs are still being made. Sobey Meats has them all.
Right.
And I think his chili blend is called Bucksnort.
Okay.
And Sobey Meats has it. I'm sure shops like R&J's up in Houghton Lake have it. It's just all over the place. But it's Billy Bones. And then there's all sorts of folks from the barbecue circuit that make chili blends. And I have gotten maybe lazy, but I kind of like just buying some of those great, because these guys spent years and years and years perfecting it.
Don't go with the "why mess with it" comment. You mess with everything, brother.
I know, but there are some things I have no problem with saying, go get this guy. Because, yeah, sure, can I talk about all the seasonings? Yeah.
But you won't.
Nope.
That's where I was going with this. Now you know. Now you know. I will tell you that one that he hasn't mentioned yet is sugar. there is some sugar in it, in the chili that he makes and we make. And it just takes a little bit of the acidity off those tomatoes. And
but if you over-smoke everything, you can't take the smoke off.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, that might have been by example right there. So coming up next, we'll bring this train to the station. Stick with us.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orin Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Let's talk about some Texas-style chili. This is the meaty one. This is the big granddaddy of them all in my book because it's just thick and good, man. I'm seeing, and again, I'm referencing the Food Network's latest edition, which had a pullout in it with 50 different chili recipes, and they categorized them in four categories, and Texas chili is one of them. But I don't even know what some of these chilies are. There's Mexico. There's Pasala. There's Guajillo, and there's Poblano. Okay, I know what that one is. But anyway, they're putting in four kinds of chilies and then 2.5 pounds of stew meat. And you're browning the stew meat in a cast iron with oil just to a medium rare, right? And then you're going to – obviously, you got onions, garlic, cumin, beef broth, torn up corn tortillas, tortillas. And then some brown sugar and some vinegar in their recipe, okay? And you can get this, again, at the Food Network. I don't want to pretend that it's our recipe, but looks really, really good. And the thing I liked about it was it describes it as being thick, and if you want to make it thinner, add a little water, right? And you didn't see a lot of tomatoes in this either. It's just largely the peppers and the sheer volume of them
right.
that are creating.
And
your,
that is
your,
and Texas chili does not have tomato in it.
Right.
It is all peppers.
Right.
And I would tell you that a lot of guys, I mean, one of my good friends in Texas that makes that, he always says you have to hydrate it with cerveza.
Right.
So you actually pour beer in your recipe.
Right. Yeah, this one didn't have it.
And
how could that be wrong?
It does make a difference. I mean, it's right. actually good. There's another way to do that, and my sister made some chili last summer when she was up, and she made it with a Bloody Mary mix.
Ooh!
I don't know what all was in the recipe, other than I think there was a jar of, or a bottle of Zing Zang in there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this was fantastic chili. Of course, I love Bloody Marys,
right.
So I would like it. But that was really a pretty cool little difference
right.
for a chili.
Yep.
I do like the idea that they were talking about with the corn tortillas, though. That adds a sweetness to it.
Yep, a little bit, and it's in a little bit of texture. Because those, no matter how much you soak them, they're really not going to break down. They're real fibrous, and they hold together. That's why you tear them up and throw them in there, and then you get a little bite of that in there, almost like your built-in cracker.
So if you're looking for all these peppers they're talking about, if you're in a bigger market, there's always some Mexican supermercados there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
where
you go.
We have them here in West Michigan.
That's where you go is a Mexican market. And you might not find all those fresh because some of them are just, they don't sell the volume and they're too far away where they're produced. But they will always have a giant selection of dried peppers.
Okay.
And what you can do with those is you can take the quantity you need and simply soak them in water and add them to your recipe.
They hydrate.
Yes.
They rehydrate.
You rehydrate them. And so break them up into pieces, take out as much of the seed as you want. And
not the placental fiber, but
no,
the seeds?
No, not the placental fiber.
Okay, leave that in there.
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
Depends on if you like the heat or not.
Tip of the day.
But very often the capsicum is in the placental
and that's
fiber.
The heart, that's the hot part, the capsicum.
It's what helps bring that heat to the meat.
That's right, yeah. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Winter is leaving us. We're through the worst of it. It's spring's a coming, baby. We're at the Home and Garden Show in Grand Rapids. Stop by and see me. I'll be there in the Standard Kitchens booth all the rest of the weekend. Bob, take care, man. Safe travels. And when you're out and about, I know you're working all over, and you got a few of these things going as well. But thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.
I'll be a guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not.